The Motor Minute with Dion G. Your weekly pit stop for all things automotive. The latest news, expert advice and insider tips on the world of cars on East Coast Radio.
It won the Car of the Year, and I can understand why. The new BMW X3. If you've got 1 million rand to splash on a new executive SUV, you'll find a whole bunch of great options to choose from. The Audi Q5 or the Mercedes GLC. Now let's be fair, on our roads, you will always see a family cruising in a previous generation BMW X3 before the others. So why not upgrade to something newer and fresher from the BMW stable? The updated BMW X3 SUV is that and features a refreshed exterior, a redesigned interior with tech focus. Its exterior design is an evolution of the previous generation, with a wider and lower stance and a longer body. It has a reimagined BMW kidney grille with contour line lighting and a new double light signature for the headlights. The interior has been redesigned with premium materials and a minimalist design. A large curved digital screen combines the instrument cluster and infotainment system. The BMW X3 2.0-liter D is going to be the big one. It's powered by a 2.0-liter turbocharged four-cylinder diesel engine that produces 145 kilowatts. Now, I'm in the M50, which is the beast of them all. Now, for the performance-conscious BMW customers, this is it. A 3.0-liter turbocharged six-cylinder petrol that delivers an impressive 293 kilowatts. This engine makes it the quickest BMW X3, and it does 0 to 100 in about 4.6 seconds. That's what they say. I don't need to push this any further. If you want the X3 feeling without the power, the 2.0-liter D could be for you. But the M50 is where it's at. You can get into one from just over 1.5 million. Now, in the times we are in, people are spoiled for choice. But nothing beats brands that you know and love and trust. And this is one of them, the BMW X3.